It was fairly successful. I guess it depends on your definition of success. The balloon launched great. We got a lot of attention for it. We learned how to make the balloon. We learned how to launch the balloon. Everything worked on it. The cameras worked on it. The GPS unit worked on it. Unfortunately, the way the winds were, it took the balloon into Canada. And then when the balloon landed, we did get a GPS signal from the landing, but it landed in Lake Erie. So it's kind of hard for us to recover it in the middle of the lake.
But the balloon traveled farther than you expected it to. Was that a surprise?
A little bit. I mean, it was a really windy day. So the balloon actually traveled 92 miles, a little bit over 92 miles. It flew for about an hour and 15. And the Weather Service guys told us that the balloon rises at about 1,000 feet per minute. So we're calculating about – it probably got to about 60 to 80,000 feet, which is pretty good. So, you know, the flight itself was a real great success. The landing was a great success. The recovery was a failure.
You were able to document this moment of launch on tape. So let's go to that and see what happened.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Wow, that's really pulling.
Like a slingshot.
Slingshot this way. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Bye. I'll never see that thing again. In a way, I hope it does pop in 1 minute.
It was a nice clear day, so we were able to see it for miles and miles and miles. And then after it was gone, then we only got 4 GPS hits, and then I think it sank to the bottom of the lake.
Did you get any video that was salvageable at all? I mean, was there any that was sent downlinked in real time?
Nothing from the balloon. Everything on the balloon is we have to go and find it and we have to grab it. So the one thing we do know is if it sank, we have a GoPro on board and the GoPro has a waterproof housing. So somewhere in Lake Erie, there's some excellent footage on the bottom of the lake.
Did you get some social media hits? What was the buzz about your launch?
Yeah, we got some great media coverage with this. I heard that WKAR's website was people were coming through that a lot to take a look at the project. And since we had the GPS on board, it was kind of a real-time thing so people could follow it social media. So we'll probably do that again because it seemed like a lot of fun. You know, the people that worked on the project here at MSU were emailing me all day, and it was a fun day. They thanked me for an entertaining day of work.
Troy, do you see yourself now sort of in the pantheon of classic inventors who tried to build something and it took them 400 or 500 times to build? I'm thinking about Thomas Edison here.
Well, no, I'm not going to consider myself that. This is Thomas Edison makes the light bulb. I put a little plastic balloon up in the air, and people have done what I've done. So, you know, mine is just it's an experimental process, and you know, we figured out a lot of things to this. So I think the next one will land, and we'll be able to get the footage from it.
When and where will the next one be?
You know, once I get the funding to make a new one, I got to buy some new cameras, I got to buy a new parachute, I got to buy a new GPS unit. And the nice thing is a lot of people from yesterday got really excited about the project, and I think people will be excited to help out and fund the next one. I could see for miles and miles.